Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. On the line with me, makeup artist to the stars, and now beauty editor for Sister to Sister magazine. So proud of her. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you?
Doing good, man. You know, when I saw that press release come out, I was so excited. And you know, you've been doing your thing with me for a long time, so it's long overdue.
Oh, I appreciate the love, Cheryl. Let me tell you, I have been combing through all of the, you know, the beauty trends and all that stuff and all of the reports that I get in. And I'm going to tell you something. I find some really interesting things. And I think today's beauty segment is probably one of the most interesting I've ever reported on, Cheryl. It is the newest trend. You know, remember, it was the BBCC and DD creams that was, like, really, really big.
Yeah.
Now, Cheryl, we have a whole trend out. It is called powdered cleansers.
Powdered cleansers, okay.
Powdered cleansers, that's right. Not powder for your face that, you know, you would normally use as foundation, but powdered cleansers. And it's funny because, you know, rice bran and wheat bran are usually what we eat for breakfast, mm-hmm. but this is actually what the powdered cleansers are infused with. And these ingredients, along with cornstarch, help to combine a powerful, beautiful face wash. And surprisingly enough, it may seem like it would be grainy, but the texture is actually really, really very creamy, almost like a tout. It's really a very beautiful combination. A lot of the cleansers have clays in them and warming spices and healing elements, which actually helps dry skin or skin that needs to be exfoliated. They all come in different formulas, just like your regular face cleanser. And it's so weird because when you see it, you're like, so what do I do with it? Do I sprinkle it on?
Right.
What do I do? I put it on with a powder puff? No, you actually dilute it with a little bit of water, and you just put a few drops in, and you put it into the consistency that you're comfortable with, and it actually foams up like a foaming cleanser. Now, I know you're probably saying, now, Kim, why would I want to use this as, you know, opposed to using my current foaming cleanser? Well, foaming cleansers typically will have alcohol in them and other ingredients that actually are like preservatives. So all of my natural girls, if you are, you know, kind of shying away from alcohol-based products or products that have ingredients that actually will hold, you know, an odor and things like that, or you might want to just kind of shy away from those and gravitate to these powdered cleansers because they don't have alcohol, they don't have preservatives, and you're actually mixing it every day as you go. So it's really working very well for your skin.
I see. So what brand are you interested in, or are there a number of brands out?
Well, there's a company called Bliss. I'm sure you may have seen it.
I use Bliss every single day.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Look at that. So Bliss has a product, Diptyque, which you can actually get from Diptyque.com, called Mae Lindstrom. I like Mae Lindstrom's product because this particular product has vitamin C and natural exfoliants in it, and it actually leaves the skin brighter than it was before. Mm. So I like that product. But I do love the Bliss, too. The Bliss is really, really cool. It also has some great ingredients. One of the things that I like about the Bliss, Cheryl, is that it actually has stabilizing effects, so it actually helps the skin to look hydrated all day.
Okay.
So it's really, really, really a cool product. So I think that the listeners should probably go out and just Google these cleansers.
Got it. I love it. Thank you so much from the beauty editor of Sister to Sister magazine. And, of course, our correspondent here at the Beauty Spot, it's Kim Lee. Thank you, honey.